Oh, hey, Mindy.
Oh, good, you're here.
Whoa, Mindy, what's that smell?
I have no idea, Guy Raz. It smelled like this all morning, and I've been going bonker balls trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, have you spilled anything recently? Could something be rotting in your refrigerator?
Yes and yes, but it's definitely not that. Okay, it's getting stronger over here.
Ah, is it coming from inside your couch or your coffee table?
You know, in a house made entirely out of rotting candy, you'd think it'd be easier to locate smells.
I guess. Look, Mindy, as bad as it smells, I think we've got to get going with our game show. Are you sure we can make it that long?
Yes, of course I'm not sure we can make it that long, Guy Raz, but let's try anyway. Cue the cue cards!
And raise the curtains in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Water Balloon versus Porcupine, it's Two What's and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another smelly round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what's!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about pigs and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? There are twice as many pigs in Iceland as there are people.
Or was it B? Pigs are physically unable to see the sky.
Or was it C? Pigs can learn how to play video games.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Noka from California. Noka, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Noka, and I'm 10 years old. I live in Albany, California. My wow in the world is that pigs could be trained to play video games. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
Winner, winner, video games for dinner.
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guessed the answer C, pigs can learn how to play video games, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, wowzers.
Researchers have found that not only can pigs be trained to play simple video games, but they are actually better at it than most chimps.
Now, if you guessed A, as it turns out, in Iceland, there are way more people than pigs. But in Denmark, there are twice as many pigs than people.
And if you chose B, pigs are able to see the sky, but lying down makes it much easier. When pigs are standing, it's difficult for them to physically move their necks to see the sky above.
Ooh.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible mudslide?
That's right. Get fast and furious as you take off on this slide made entirely of mud.
Okay, well, I guess congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break so we can try to find the origins of that awful smell. But when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow. We'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow. The category for today is the sense of smell. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about smell. but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about the sense of smell is the true scientific wow? Is it A, the center of the galaxy smells like raspberries?
Or is it B, some people smell grass while they're sleeping?
Or is it C, your burps have a similar smell to your family's burps?
One more time, is it A, the center of the galaxy smells like raspberries?
Or is it B, some people smell grass when they sleep?
Or is it C, your burps have a similar smell to your family's burps?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And then turn that sheet of paper into a paper airplane.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Smell My Feelings.
You might have noticed that certain smells, like chocolate chip cookies or swimming pools, bring back memories and emotions for you.
This is because the part of your brain that processes smells, the olfactory bulb, is strongly connected to a part of your brain that processes emotions, the amygdala.
We challenge you to test this out. Start smelling some items around your house or backyard and see if any of those smells bring back a memory or a feeling.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload those to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of... Two What's in a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.